Hello, this is Pastor Nick Hood. We are close to the end of the book of Isaiah. I appreciate you joining me in this process of what I call a slow read of the words from the prophet. In chapters 54 through 57, the prophet Isaiah reassures Israel of an eternal covenant of peace with God and the restoration of those who feel dispossessed. The language is unmistakable. Those who are left out, widowed, without children, the poor, will be first in line for a blessing from God. Let me make the promise of a covenant of peace come even closer to home. I noticed and am incredibly gratified by those who read this blog from parts of the world that are experiencing tremendous transformation. Nigeria, Ghana, listen to the list. These are where the readers are coming from, in addition to the United States of America. Nigeria, Ghana, Congo, Cameroon, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, Namibia, South Africa, Kenya, Philippines, Mexico, India, Hong Kong, Australia, Trinidad, Malaysia, Israel, Thailand, Serbia, Hungary, Indonesia, American Samoa, Croatia, Russia, Qatar, Greece, United Arab Emirates, Switzerland, Sweden, European Union, Germany, Canada, Brunei, Myanmar, Bangladesh, Singapore, Brazil, France, Australia, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Puerto Rico, New Zealand, Ireland, Italy, Uganda, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, Spain, Netherlands, Pakistan, Georgia, Finland, Botswana, Barbados, United States Virgin Islands, Nepal, Poland, Mozambique, Reunion, Suriname, Morocco, Lebanon, Israel, Serbia, Cambodia, Malta, Taiwan, Egypt, Ethiopia, Romania, Bulgaria, Turkey, the Czech Republic, Malta, Guatemala, Antigua and Barbuda, Cote d'Ivoire, Kyrgyzstan, Dominican Republic, Dominica, Benin, Japan, Ukraine, Bosnia, Mauritius, Croatia, Vietnam, Belize, the United Kingdom, and a few more. And the point that I'm making is that a lot of people from a lot of different nations read this blog, and I have a feeling that some of you read this and use it as a Bible study, which really means a lot to me. But my question to you today is this: for those reading this who live in fear of being persecuted for your faith, what hope do you gain from reading the prophet Isaiah? I would appreciate you writing me in the comment section of this blog and letting me know what Isaiah does for your faith. Thank you for reading, and my continued blessings. Let us begin now from the New Revised Standard Version, starting in chapter 54, the Eternal Covenant of Peace. Sing, O barren one who did not bear, burst into song and shout, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate woman will be more than the children of her that is married, says the Lord. Enlarge the site of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left, and your descendants will possess the nations and will settle the desolate towns. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. Do not be discouraged, for you will not suffer disgrace. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and the disgrace of your widowhood you will remember no more. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer, the God of the whole earth he is called. For the Lord has called you like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, like the wife of a man's youth when she is cast off, says your God. For a brief moment I abandon you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In overflowing wrath for a moment, I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. This is like the days of Noah to me, just as I swore that the waters of Noah would never again go over the earth. So I have sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. O afflicted one, storm-tossed and not comforted, I am about to set your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of jewels, and all your wall of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the prosperity of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. If anyone stirs up strife, it is not from me. Whoever stirs up strife with you shall fall because of you. See, it is I who have created the smith, who blows the fire of coals and produces a weapon fit for its purpose. I have also created the ravager to destroy. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper, and you shall confute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, says the Lord. Chapter 55, An Invitation to Abundant Life. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in everything for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Chapter 56, The Covenant Extended to All Who Obey. Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed. Happy is the mortal who does this, the one who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath, not profaning it, and refrains from doing any evil. Do not let the foreigner join to the Lord, say, the Lord will surely separate me from his people. And do not let the eunuch say, I am just a dry tree. For thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose the things that please me, and hold fast my covenant, I will give in my house and within my walls a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath and do not profane it, and hold fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcast of Israel. I will gather others to them, besides those already gathered. All you wild animals, all you wild animals in the forest, come to devour. Israel's sentinels are blind. They are all without knowledge. They are all silent dogs that cannot bark, dreaming, lying down, loving to slumber. The dogs have a mighty appetite. They never have enough. The shepherds also have no understanding. They have all turned their own way to their own gain, one and all. Come, they say, let us get wine. Let us fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow will be like today, great beyond measure. Chapter 57, Israel's Futile Idolatry. The righteous perish, and no one takes it to heart. The devout are taken away while no one understands. For the righteous are taken away from calamity, and they enter into peace. Those who walk uprightly will rest on their couches. But as for you, come here, you children of a sorceress, you offspring of an adulterer and a whore. Whom are you mocking? Against whom do you open your mouth wide and stick out your tongue? Are you not children of transgression, the offspring of deceit? You that burn with lust among the oaks, under every green tree, so that slaughter your children, you that slaughter your children in the valleys, under the clefts of the rocks, among the smooth stones of the valley is your portion. They are your lot. To them you have poured out a drink offering. You have brought a grain offering. Shall I be appeased for these things upon a high and lofty mountain? You have set your bed, and there you went up to offer sacrifice. Behind the door and the doorposts, you have set up your symbol. For in deserting me, you have uncovered your bed. You have gone up to it. You have made it wide. And you have made a bargain for yourself with them. You have loved their bed. You have gazed on their nakedness. You journeyed to Molech with oil and multiplied your perfumes. You sent your envoys far away and sent down even to Sheol. You grew weary from your many wanderings, but you did not say, it is useless. You found your desire rekindled, and so you did not weaken. Whom did you dread and fear so that you lied and did not remember me or give me a thought? Have I not kept silent and closed my eyes so you do not fear me? I will concede your righteousness and your works, but they will not help you. When you cry out, let your collection of idols deliver you. The wind will carry them off. A breath will take them away, But whoever takes refuge in me shall possess the land and inherit my holy mountain, a promise of help and healing. It shall be said, build up, prepare the way. Remove every obstruction from my people's way. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high place and the holy place, and also with those who are contrite and humble in spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite. For I will not continually accuse, nor will I always be angry. For then the spirits would grow faint before me, even the souls that I have made. Because of their wicked covetousness, I was angry. I struck them, I hid and was angry. But they kept turning away. They kept turning back to their own ways. I have seen their ways, but I will heal them. I will lead them and repay them with comfort, creating for their mourners the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to the far and the near, says the Lord, and I will heal them. But the wicked are like the tossing sea that cannot keep still. Its waters toss up in mire and muck. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. So thus we've concluded chapters 54 through 58. Now I'd like to offer some questions for your reflection. Number one, what does this reading from Isaiah say to you? Two, which verses are most meaningful to you? Three, which verses are difficult for you to understand? Four, what is the hope you think ancient Israel and even Israel today find in these verses? Number five, what hope do you think non-Hebrews find in these passages of Scripture, even for today? For those of you who are reading this from around the world, particularly if you're in a developing part of the world where maybe there's conflict, I ask you, what hope do you receive from Isaiah? And finally, what other thoughts do you have from this part of Isaiah? I invite you now to join with me in prayer. Lord, I seek you now that you may be found. In my blindness, open my eyes. I'm sorry. Let me start the prayer again. Lord, I seek you now that you may be found. In my blindness, open my eyes. In my lack of hearing, speak to me and I shall understand. Touch me and I shall feel. Wink and I will know. Point and I will go. Breathe on me and I shall live. Turn your back on me and I shall die. Bless me now with the favor of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is Pastor Nick Hood, pastor and senior minister of the Plymouth United Church of Christ. I can't tell you how much it means to me to know that you are reading or listening to this reading from Isaiah. God bless, God keep you, and tomorrow I will begin with chapter 58. God bless.